Missing today with Bob Rodenberger, Stockman's Livestock Auction in Apache. Bob, how did things look this week in the cattle market?
Morning, Casey. It started out, we had a little sluggishness there Monday. I had just kind of an average 6,200 head, I think is what we had on the sale. But market started out kind of sluggish at the beginning with all the kind of gloom we seen there on Friday at the end. And then, but as the day went on, I've called the market pretty much got back to steady. I didn't ever read what the USDA called it, but I'd say we got it back to steady. We're just flip flopping here in a minute. You know, I mean, we've got all these things floating around why we're doing this, why we're doing that. I mean, the dairy cow problem right now, I mean, doesn't have any problem with the milk or with the beef out of the dairy cow, and it doesn't have anything to do with the beef cow deal, but it's all information. You know, they've used it to, if that's the reason they even broke the market, and it may just be seasonal or it may just be time for this thing to breathe a minute. I mean, we've put probably 80% of that $60 break back on the back inner market since December. So, I mean, we've had a good move, and it's the time of year, you know, in the next 45 days, whatever cattle's out there on wheat are going to come to town, and they're all going to come to town at the same time, and they're all going to be big, and they're all going to be fat. So we got to figure out how to dissolve all of them, and all that's in the back of everybody's mind. So, you know, it's cattle market in Oklahoma, I guess, all I can say.
Well, the holiday this weekend, with this being Good Friday and the futures markets closed, how will that play into next week's runs?
Well, being the futures markets are closed today is just a blessing. We don't know whether it went up or down. Monday morning, unless this is a true technical correction or the funds, you know, bailing out, taking profit or whatever, I think you'd pretty much just see a steady market. I mean, the fat market, you know, the week before we broke this thing, I mean, we'd sold 90-something dollar fats up in Nebraska and Iowa. We sold $86 to $88 fats in Texas. So, we'd had a tremendous move. And, I mean, now it's a poker game. The Packers are reorganizing herself, reposition herself, and they're back at the table and they're buying cattle cheaper. But the boards, you know, if you're a hedger, the market's kind of in your favor. You're going to take the positive basis and sell fats, keep moving. You know, my biggest concern, we got to keep demand. And outside of that, the rest of it's all just part of the play that goes on in between each. It's part of the movement of the market.
Well, I know we kind of started off the week lower because everybody was kind of afraid of the cattle on feed report that we saw last week. Did you guys feel any of that pressure at Apache or at Oklahoma City?
Oh, I think mainly lower. We had less numbers just mainly due to, there was some people who said they was going to wait. You know, I'm not that smart to pick out what day's best day to sell cattle and what market or what report to dodge. But in general, I think it was a lot of weather. A lot of people around, a lot of places had got a lot of rain or got enough rain. It was nasty and couldn't get in and get out. I had three or four loads canceled because of the rain. So, not tremendous, but it is sloppy to get in the pastures and get out. So I think, and then seasonally, I think we're going to keep seeing, I mean, you know, those cow numbers that we've reduced are going to show up. And I think we're gradually seeing part of that play into the less numbers. And in typical seasonal time, there's not anything moving in April. They've either already come off with them or they're holding them till the end of April, 1st of May. I mean, there's nothing new going on besides ebb and flow of the market.
Well, if folks have questions and want to visit with you about it, Bob, how can they get in touch with you?
1-800-926-9696. Kelly Osbrook, Clay LeBay, Justin Kirkendall, David Gage, or Greg Griffin, myself, just give us a call. Be more than glad to visit with them.
Thank you, Bob.
All right. Thank you, Casey.